All right, 1380 WPHM. On Monday mornings, we have a feature called Made in Michigan Mondays, where we talk with people from all kinds of different Michigan manufacturers or foods or, you know, all kinds of different things, some of which you've heard of before a lot, some of which are common household names and others which aren't, but they do things that are very, very important, very, very interesting. Joining us right now is the president of RDM Enterprises in Port Huron Township, Al Rinke. Al, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
So I want to talk a little bit about what RDM Enterprises is. How do you describe your company?
Well, RDM is a small stamping plant. We do light-duty and heavy-duty stampings.
Mm-hmm.
I got into the business through my father. My father had a small stamping plant down in Warren, so I grew up in a business.
Here's what's interesting about RDM. People hear that and they say, oh, I guess they must make things for the auto manufacturers. And do you do any auto manufacturing?
We do a little. I've tried to stay away from it as much as possible.
Really? Well, why?
Well, because of the hassle, really.
Yeah?
I was with it, like I said, with my dad. My dad was in the automotive business. And so as I come through, I was with dad for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after I left him, I kind of wandered away from the automotive industry.
Yeah.
Tried to find my own little niche, tried to develop my own products. Because just about every product that we manufacture, we own. But we do some automotive.
Mm-hmm.
We just started a year ago on the Jeep tow hook. We do all the assembly work on that.
Okay.
So, and then we do some work for a Freightliner and Peterbilt. We do some bumper braces for them.
Okay.
So it's all good work.
But you like the oddball projects, the things that are maybe building a better mousetrap for a company, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, I find that more interesting, really. 9 years ago, we were approached by Jet's Pizza. They were having problems finding pizza pans for their deep dish pizzas. The company that had it had the contract, moved to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Jets didn't really care for that too much, though. They found us and they came to us, and we developed their pan for them, and it's history now. We do that for Hungry Howie's. We sell to Buddy's Pizza, Detroit-style pizza, and we have a distributor called PA Products out of Detroit, and they distribute. Some of our pans have ended up in Kuwait.
No kidding. And what is it about the pizza pan that's special? I mean, because I think there's a lot of us listening saying, well, a pan is a pan is a pan, but it's that Detroit-style deep-dish pizza that...
Right. This Buddy started it.
Yep.
And they were looking for a pan, and they actually went to the automotive industry and found these pans are made from steel, and it worked out real well for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what our pan is. Our pan is a steel pan. And it's not welded, so it can expand and contract. The more they cook it, the better the taste is.
Mm.
It's like cast iron. If you ever cooked in cast iron, you're not supposed to clean it or anything like
right.
that. And that's the way our pans are.
I'll be darned. So the next time that you bite into that piece of deep dish pizza, you'll be thinking about RDM Enterprises.
There you
maybe.
Go. I hope so.
yeah, absolutely. You also do seawall work, especially with the rising water levels. That's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, we've seen with the high water. I live on a river in East China. We had some problems. So I seen a niche there, too. So we came up with a 18-inch riser that fits on your seawall. It's mostly made of plastic and steel, but there's no welding. There's no drilling. It just snaps onto your seawall, and later on, if the water level starts to go down, you can disassemble it and store it real easy.
You found some really interesting niche projects, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you work on there?
Well, Wilkie Brothers in Marysville, they've been around for a long time. We do all their attachments for their chains. They make chains for the automotive industry and for, we actually call it chicken chain, because this chain goes to all the different chicken manufacturers or processors around the U.S. So we do all the attachments. Wilkie's, they manufacture the chain. We do the attachments.
Okay.
So there's hundreds of different attachments that has to go on. And then we got into with other companies down south. There's a lot of different chicken people down there. You know, as mm-hmm. where the most of the
sure.
processing operations are. So we sell our attachments to other chain manufacturers also.
All from RDM Enterprises right here in St. Clair County. How big a company is this?
Right now we have around 17,000 square feet. Yeah. We employ anywhere between 12 and 15 people. Last year was a great year for us. Our products, you know, like I said, we've been selling our pizza pans all over, and now we hope that this seawall deflector takes off this year. And I hope this year will be just as good as last year.
It sounds like nowhere to go but up for RDM Enterprises. Do you find when you have conversations with people like we're having right now about what you do, that they're just fascinated by all the different things that you do?
People come in our shop and they always wonder what we're doing.
I bet.
You know, and a lot of people are amazed with our different products.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of our products is a cart that actually my salesman was having new windows put in his house, and he was having it done by Wallside.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Wallside, he said, is there anything that, you know, we can do for you guys? And he said, yeah, we're looking for a company that'll make carts for us. So that's what we do.
There you go.
We've probably made over 200 carts for Wallside.
I'll be darned.
And we're now working on another project for them.
Isn't that funny how it's just a simple conversation like that? You know, what? Hey, what do you need? Well, we need a cart. Okay, well, let's make you some carts.
That's right.
I mean, I know they're not all that easy, but it's about problem solving, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of work out there. All you got to do is look around.
You got to look around and find good advice indeed. What would you say to anybody out there that's interested in pursuing a career in manufacturing?
I think that's the way to go right now. I mean, there's a large need for skilled help right now. That's one of our biggest problems. A few years ago, a lot of the manufacturers got away from apprenticeships. They're not training people anymore. I never did that. All my skilled trades are trained in-house. And I've had apprenticeships. I've had people through SC4, the Skills Center. And we need more of that right now.
How has technology changed what you do?
Well, in the manufacturing of our dies, we do all of our own design work. We do all of our own tool and die work. I farm a little bit out, but not much. But, you know, all the new technologies with all the computerized machinery, the CNC machinery, the, you know, all the mills and everything like that, it's made life a lot easier.
Yeah. But the fundamentals are the same, aren't they?
Pardon me?
A lot of the fundamentals remain the same, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the design work. Matter of fact, I'm old school. I get teased about it by my employees all the time.
That's all right. Let them tease away, right?
That's right.
You know what you're doing. What's on the horizon? What does the future hold for RDM Enterprises?
Well, 2 years ago, we purchased another building alongside of us. We thought that'd be plenty of room for us. And if we got that full, I can see down the road another building attaching both of our buildings. And I hope we just have a nice, slow, steady growth.
And that's important, isn't it? You don't want to grow by leaps and bounds faster than you can manage it.
Now, that was one of the things when I first started. I didn't want to, you know, go out and borrow millions of dollars. And, you know, I probably couldn't have done it anyway. But, you know, we started off small. We worked our way up. And things are happening right now for us.
Well, next time that I do bite into that piece of Jet's pizza, I'll be thinking about you, Al. I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
President of RDM Enterprises in Port Huron Township, Al Rinke, on our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.